Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, much going on. A lot of distraction, folks. I was driving in and through Minneapolis today, taking care of some business, personal business, and ministry business. And in the process, I'm scrolling through what matters, what doesn't matter, and I am absolutely astounded at the American people. And when I say that again, and I'm not trying to put my light above the rest of them, I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm just trying to simply merely point out the fact that your conservative friends, they're keeping you distracted with issues that matter not. I mean, just 99% of the garbage that they're spewing out comes directly from the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. And they are fueling the narrative. They are bringing no reference to the issues in any sense of the word. If they're even speaking about the issues, they're talking about things that don't matter. I kind of brought this up yesterday, but even just during the teeing up of the show here, are you listening to the commercials, folks, the mainstream media? Yesterday's liberals, right? Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. But what's interesting to note, friends, is it's nonsensical. It doesn't matter. Folks, you're being overrun right now, and they're talking about movies, and they're talking about sports, and again, they're treating the battlefield like it's some sort of playground, and they don't realize that they're doing it and adding to their own demise at the end of the day. I'm just merely trying to tell the people and educate the people to biblical and constitutional law, which is one and the same through common law, the Torah. And I'm pointing out and making reference to that which brings resolve if the people are willing to bring it. America is in trouble today for why? For leaving off the commandments of God. That's why America is being judged today. God, the Lord, and God as you call him, he's my father. But God, as you call him, has done his part, and he looks to the church, 86% of the people in this country, to now do their part. And if they don't want to do that, then guess what? You're going to get more of what you're getting. But, you know, what I'm thinking about how you're being overrun right now, I mean, to the numbers are just overwhelming. And who is causing this crisis, friends? The same thing over the last 3 years. As a matter of fact, the pandemic. Hang on a second. This is live radio. By the way, if you want to check us out on live radio, please do go to Genesis Communication Networks, where you've made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. Genesis Communication Networks. You see us right up there on the top of the little plateau that they have of radio shows in the order of who's the most popular, who's not, so on and so forth. You have done that. We have not done that. that, and we thank you for that. But again, if you want to check us out on radio, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages lead right to Genesis Communication Networks. If you want to go to social media platforms, you can do that as well. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Now, I'm thinking of an article that I did for my friend some time ago, and it's going to be the point that I'm going to make here, and hopefully it's going to pop up for me really quick. But I want to run this through you. I want to run it to you so it goes through you, and I want you to share this message with your friends. It's that important. And what am I talking about? Well, hopefully I got the right article here. In the 1960s, we had Vietnam. Remember, after JFK was assassinated, 2 days later, Johnson reversed the orders. They made trillions of dollars off that war. And I'm talking about the military-industrial complex, right? So it was all a driven agenda by those that were creating the war to make the money. Hey, folks, if you want the wars to stop, send the people that are creating the wars. Because I'll tell you what, the joke on the American people is that if you're fighting each other, you're fighting the wrong people. Well, the guys that create the war sit back and they laugh at the people that are fighting each other. So in the 1960s, you had Vietnam. In the 1970s, you had AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya. In the 1980s, the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnia War, illegal wars, and in the 1990s, then in the 2000s, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War, Y2K, remember that was going to destroy us all? Remember that? Yeah. This is all the government creating all of this. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They create the scenario, right? And then they bring in the answers, as we highlight on this show so many times, folks, because we want people to understand who's responsible for these crises. In 2001, it was anthrax. Remember, anthrax was going to kill us all. You remember that? And then in 2002, we had West Nile virus. That was going to kill us all. This all coming from the mainstream media and their useful idiots, friends. Don't forget as to where it was coming from, okay? Those that are creating the scenario, the crisis. Here's the next one. 2002, West Nile virus is going to kill us. 2003, SARS was going to kill us all. 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us all. 2008, remember the financial collapse was going to destroy us. You remember all this, friends? This is all the government driving the narrative to keep you in a place of instability, okay? All with the use of that unconstitutional agency called the CIA. 2008, you had the financial collapse. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us all. Again, do you remember all of this? 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. 2013, North Korea was going to cause World War III. This all coming from your said representative government, friends, hand in glove, working with the mainstream media, right? 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us all. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. ISIS is still out there. Remember, that's a CIA-created enemy. They need those. Same thing with Al-Qaeda. That's all created. Just ask the people in the Middle East. They'll tell you who's responsible for all of that. And I got personal stories behind that through firsthand information. Then in 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us all. 2020, coronavirus was going to kill us all. Okay? I got a question for you. Who's responsible for opening the borders and alluring illegals into America, where a majority of them are military-age men? Is this an occupying army, friends, that your said federal and state governments are alluring into the United States of America? See, here it is. Once you understand that the solutions aren't created to solve the problems, but to the problems are created to implement the solutions, then you will understand just how evil the people are that are creating all the problems that you're dealing with. Americans, who created this whole invasion that's going on right in front of our faces, right under our noses today? Was that a mysterious, invisible enemy? Or is it your said federal government creating another scenario? Exactly. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty
Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So I was just talking, and yeah, I'm a little worked up because you're going to understand why in just a moment. I'm going to play you some audio video, and you're going to understand why. Because that's all the politicians, the grown-ups of the world are doing is blaming each other. And that's why John Adam warned us, the second president of the United States, of a two-party system, which is completely unconstitutional. That's the reason he called it the greatest evil under the Constitution, because Americans don't realize that we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. Bradley, you say it all the time. I know, but will you listen? And will you make it applicable that we're ruled under law, under God, not under party affiliations? I've said it a million times, and I'll get back to my main topic here. But folks, when the Democrats are in power, somehow or another, the American people are led to believe that they can become a government unto themselves. Not true. They swore to uphold the Constitution with their hands on the Bible. And then when the good guys, the Republicans, by the way, you have the Democrats because of the Republicans. That's the best that you have. You have a left because of the weakness, the impotency, the capitulating spirit of these cowards that call themselves the Republicans. the right, if they were doing their job, there wouldn't be a left. But the point is, friends, we have to understand that we're ruled by law. And when we go back to the point that we're ruled by law, I'll tell you what, things are going to change. Because when we're ruled by law, we can actually bring about resolve because we're always making reference to the law. This is what the conservatives of the day do, not do, nor do the professed Christians in the 86% ratio in America today. They have no idea what God's law is. Yet Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him," 1 John 2:4. Yet when you look at Jesus, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" saith the Christ to the Pharisees, John 8:46. None of them could convince him. Therefore, he came to do what? Not to destroy the law and the prophets. No, not to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Read your Bible. We're to maintain, to uphold the law by faith. Romans 3:31. And remember, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision to the Jews that were broken by the law. Remember, he said, "Go to the lost sheep of Israel." Yes. Read Romans 15:8 as well when you get a moment. Now, let me get back to this. So when the Republicans get in power, the people in the country, somehow they've been so desensitized. And what's worse is they think they know the answers. They look so stupidly foolish, to say the least. They profess themselves to be wise, but the Bible says they're fools. Romans 1:22, that's exactly what they are. But the American people, you know, the guys that have the answers, the Republicans, right, the good party, you know, that should know better, they should know the Constitution. When they're in power, then the American people believe somehow or another that they're a government unto themselves. And by the way, just speaking of which, if I was to play that little unconstitutional game with you, I'm just kind of curious, how many times have the said good guys been in power, the Republicans? And what have they done during the time that they've been incumbent? As a matter of fact, right now, what we're seeing is we're seeing all eyes on Donald Trump, forget the 1,000 other presidential contenders, all eyes on Donald Trump, up and coming, just smashing the courts, right, with his victories. No, that's called leading the opposition. That's why we know Donald Trump is controlled opposition. He's the point man for the good guys in America, right? And them and the QAnon sense guys don't understand that it's a military psyop, but they're all waiting for him to get into power, too, so he can hunt down all of these illegals, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. No, this is really what they're saying. This is how smart they really aren't, friends. But let me go back to this point, friends. So when the Republicans are in power, they're a government unto themselves. Hey, remember when Donald Trump was in office, and Donald Trump, what is he doing now? Going around making fun of Joe Biden and all of his worshipers, Acts 12:22. What are they? Oh, they're totally, they love Donald. They love that bad actor. They love that gossip. Oh, they love him. Why? Because he's just like them. He represents their stupidity. He represents their narcissism. And the Bible is clear. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. Because I'll tell you what, not only is Donnie going to fall, but you're going to fall right along with him because you're too foolish to understand the purpose of Donald Trump being in the limelight continuously by the mainstream media. Okay? Now, what Donald's doing in mocking Joe Biden is talking about all the crimes that Joe Biden is responsible for. Same thing he did with Hillary Clinton. Same thing he did with Barack Obama. Same thing he did with all of the other presidents, friends. Remember, he's the best at everything that he does, right? That's what a devil does. That's what a narcissist does. He tries to elevate himself above the Christ. Daniel 8:25, Isaiah 14, read it, start in verse 12. Folks, Donald Trump had 4 years to use the DOJ to bring charges against Joe Biden, because for how many years did we hear Donald Trump do nothing but talk about the treasonous acts of Joe Biden? You're in the predicament that you're in today, Americans, because you believe the lies that they're selling you. Donald Trump was doing just the exact opposite. He was granting clemency to federal criminals, tax evaders, drug dealers. Oh, don't ask me, friends. Just ask the mainstream media that you don't believe, because the day before he left office, he granted 143 criminals clemency. He released them from prison. But look at January 6th. They're all still sitting in jail, right? Yep. Oh, I know. I heard somebody say, oh, yeah, but just wait until he gets back into office. Just wait. Hey, guess what? For the times that you say, just wait, we're running out of time. There's no more road to kick the can down, is there? Nope, there isn't, because you're too foolish again to understand that you're being set up, okay? And he thinks he's having his way. He's not having his way, friends. He's just being used for chastisement and judgments. Read the words, study your history. You'll understand perfectly. He goes headlong with you. And so does everybody else that believe this nonsense. But again, why didn't Donald Trump, going back to the question, why didn't Donald Trump prosecute Joe Biden for treason when he had the opportunity to do so? The same reason he didn't do it for Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, 41 seconds into his victory speech, what did he say about Hillary Clinton? Remember, he was going to bring that special prosecutor up, and he was going to deal with Hillary Clinton. He was going to do this, that, and the other thing. 41 seconds into his victory speech, he turns on the people that put him in office, that he was playing, right, like a deck of cards. And what does he do? He says, you know what? The American people, quote, unquote, owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. 41 seconds into it, and Americans still haven't figured this out. Now the guy that was going to build the wall 4 years ago, who never built the wall, now you have over 500,000 illegals coming into America. Got a question for you. What happened to that wall that Donald was going to build? I'm just curious. Where's the wall? 547,000 illegals in less than 3 months. By the way, I was listening to a report today concerning all the illegals coming into America through cracked crevices and the wall, so on and so forth. Well, if the wall would have been built, we wouldn't be dealing with this. If Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, we wouldn't be dealing with the Joe Biden right now. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And all the criminals that have been committing crimes against the American people for decades in this country are still there, leveling themselves again to attack on another day, and it's exactly what they're doing today. And now addressing this issue, friends, because during the first segment, I was just telling you, look at how they're trying to keep us in a perpetual fear. Oh, did I tell you, by the way, and I'll get back to this point, over here on the right, did you know that General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957? He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Isn't that what this is all about? Yet whenever they need it, they pull it out, don't they? Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. That's your government. Every country deserves the government it has. Why? Because it's a reflection of the American people. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Delta Airlines is flying illegal immigrants from Biden's, and this is what I'm talking about, look at this nonsense, Biden's Arizona processing centers into domestic U.S. on late night flights. Okay, got it. Okay, and then we find out, this is what I want you to see before I tee up this next video for you. Governor Abbott, you know the good guy, right, signs a bill giving Texas police power to arrest illegal aliens. I don't know why they're highlighting that, because the law is already in place to arrest illegals. But what's interesting to note, and before you watch this video and hear this audio, I want you to think of a couple things. Why don't they just enforce Border Patrol and turn the illegals away rather than having the Border Patrol process the illegals into America only to catch and then to release? Not only to release, matter of fact, right before the show, I was talking to Sheriff Mark Lamb, asking him some questions about what's going on in Arizona. He's the guy that told his friends that your federal government is the one giving them phones, airplane tickets to the city of their choice, and $5,000 gift cards. So I'm just curious, Americans, who's responsible for all of this? At the end of the day, guess who they're going to blame? Because the people in their short-term memories allow it to be so. They'll change the narrative and they'll turn it on the good guys. Mark my words. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A jury cleared three Washington State police officers of all criminal charges yesterday in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis. Officers report that Ellis was trying to open the door of a passing car when they confronted him and he became aggressive. Witnesses say Ellis never got aggressive and a doorbell camera showed him surrendering before being tased and restrained face down. The defense argued that a lethal amount of methamphetamine and a pre-existing heart condition killed Ellis, not the officers. The Christmas holiday weekend arrives, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land. Israeli forces beginning to slowly push into central Gaza today with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Israel revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. Corey Myers, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm telling you what, you know, you guys, you that view this show every day say it's the fastest hour on nationwide radio. It is. Maybe that explains why I'm going 100 miles an hour, because I have a lot of information to get off on the people, and I want to make sure you get it before I get off the radio. I want to let you know that on January 4th, we're going to be at the Salvation Army Christian Center, which I'm looking forward to, in honor to William and Catherine Booth. I mean, the way that you see William and Catherine Booth, the founders of Salvation Army, and the way that their representatives represent those organizations, those ministries, Ministries? Not even close, folks. I mean, those guys were the real deal. They knew what they were doing and the God that they were serving, no doubt about it. But on January 4th, we're going to be there at 6 p.m. at 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona. Salvation Army Christian Center, 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona, January 4th. This is at 6 p.m. We will be there. So if you're in the area, please come out and see us. I mean, we don't get a lot of opportunities to go out there. So in the meantime, do come and check us out due to the fact that we're coming into your backyard. I want you to listen to this because... Now, I just want you to see how these guys, that high note came out from, I have no idea. But I want you to see, and I want you to hear for yourself, how this starts out. It starts out really good. And then the Texas lieutenant governor starts to play the games that children play. And the seriousness of what's going on the border, folks, I can't overstate it. I just can't. You have military-aged men pouring in just from the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border. This is all there to create domestic insurrection. And mark my words, folks, in one way or another, in some form of capacity, maybe great, maybe minor, but you better pay attention to Russia and China because this is all created nonsense. This is to create a civil war. When you have governors and mayors creating what they call, out of thin air, sanctuary cities, as if to suggest that you can have illegals come into your city and somehow or another they get the rubber stamp approval and they're okayed. That is treason. We've highlighted that a million times here. Read Luke 22:48. Also read the Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. If the people don't want to respond to the treasonous acts of their said governors and mayors, this is what you're going to get. You Americans, again, let me just say this real slow. You're being overrun right now. And I want you to listen, now going to this article, I want you to listen carefully as to this numbskull lieutenant governor who starts off right, and then he starts going off on this rant, unconstitutional rant, where they begin to attack each other, so on and so forth. But I want you to pay particular notice to some of the things that he says. And I'll bring it up after I highlight this segment, okay? You ready for this? This is what's going on right now. This is Fox News, and there's a guy that's boots on the ground, a reporter, that's actually showing you as he's sharing the information. That's why, in fact, I am playing this piece for you. Check this out.
Once again, taking matters into its own hands, passing a law which makes it a state crime to cross the southern border.
It's always been a crime.
That means police in Texas have the ability to arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Civil rights groups are already suing over the three-day-old.
You have civil rights groups suing the governor from stopping illegals coming into America. Rest assured, those civil rights groups have no constitutional standing whatsoever. For example, you have the SPLC. For example, you have the ACLU. For example, you have a plethora of others concerning these groups. But remember who's funding these organizations, an international criminal named George Soros. Therefore, they have no constitutional standing. When you hear of civil rights organizations suing a governor for keeping illegals out of their country, what do you suppose you're up against, friends? It goes beyond ignorance. This is very much purposed, friends. This isn't just happening by chance. And again, my father's finger is all over this because look at the specificity of the judgments of the Lord upon this nation. That's all you have to do is look at Leviticus 26, start in verse 40 or 14, go to 46, go to Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15, go to the end of the chapter 68, and you tell me this isn't exactly what the Lord said he would do to a nation that disobeys him. Let's go on.
Let's bring in Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Look at this guy.
Lieutenant Governor, good to have you with us.
Wow. So
the White House, other Democrats, immigration activists, they're all complaining long and loud about this new law. Listen to what Karine Jean-Pierre said at the last White House briefing.
This is an extreme law that will not and does not make the...
Okay, so you again allowing them to set the narrative. You have this, whatever this is, attacking the law that keeps Americans safe. I'm here to tell you, which I've done a million times on this broadcast, what she's saying is exactly opposite of the facts and the truth and the law that keeps us safe. She just called immigration laws and what the governor's doing in the state, she said this is extreme to keep illegals out. You need to understand how these useful idiots are put into place to advocate for the agenda that the powers that are tolerated are pushing forward, okay?
Communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
As she said, by enforcing the law, immigration laws in Texas, again, this, whatever this is, just said it doesn't make people in Texas safer. Anybody outraged at this? Does this woman deserve the freedoms that she has in this country? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. She is advocating treason on the behalf of the criminal administration that she's working for.
Certainly extreme, as we see it.
Extreme.
It's incredibly unfortunate, but this is what we see from particular Republicans.
Okay, so blaming the Republicans, get out of that game, folks. It's the law. These people hate the law. The minions of Satan himself, Revelation 12:10, the accuser of their brethren, they accuse others of what they're guilty of. This, whatever this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. Folks, these are the people that put light for darkness and darkness for light in Isaiah 5:20.
Trying to dehumanize a group of...
Dehumanizing a bunch of, or a group of people, as she says it, from coming into America illegally. She said it's dehumanizing. Wow. I'll tell you what. Maybe what we should do is send her over to these foreign countries as to where they're coming from. That's what I suggest we do. We get her a one-way ticket of the city or country of her choice, and we leave her there. And we'll see how long it lasts. Just like that one lesbian basketball player that got picked up by Russia. Remember, she's the one that didn't bow her knee in respect to the country's national anthem. I'll tell you what. When she got back home, she changed her mind, didn't she? Well, that's what needs to happen here. And instead of the mass amount of American people in this country putting up with this nonsense, I think it's a good idea for us to start to deal with them lawfully. They hate the law, they serve the lawless one, and they show you whom they are working for at every given step. Enough is enough. Okay, now I don't know why we just lost that, but we just kind of lost that, but what we'll do, friends, is we're going to go ahead and try to re-engage what might be happening there, because, again, I want you to hear the rest of her nonsense. Okay? And it's actually rebooting right now, but in the meantime, we have a hard break coming up in about 3 minutes anyways. But in the meantime, you know what I'll do? I'll take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, I was chatting with a friend of mine that I serve on the ambulance service with, and I think we're both hitting our eight-year mark for doing that. And he's a former Green Beret, and, you know, I'm a veteran. I was in Army and Air Force. So we were talking about how the VA is so hard to deal with, and you can't get decent treatment there. So I continue to pay high prices for health insurance so I don't have to go there. And he said, you know, the minute somebody just wanders across that border, he was said the same thing as you. They get a phone, they get a cash card, they get all that stuff. But though him and me got hurt and messed up working for that government, they stiff us on what they promised us. You know, the press secretary, I mean, she couldn't care less. She's happy if we get poor treatment, but, you know, she had to go live in Iran. She'd be wishing that some of us would have to come and save her because her life would get awful tough over there the way she operates.
Well, what we're dealing with, Steve, is a bunch of entitled idiots that never had to learn for themselves as to how to be put in the position. They didn't have to suffer. They didn't have to fight. They didn't have to work three jobs. No, Steve, these people are put into place because they're continuously dumbing down the people. And what are they using? They're using individuals that are entitled. They got this entitlement attitude. And it really comes back to is you don't know what you have until it's gone. And I don't know why the people that know what goes into a country, in other words, fighting, bleeding, and dying to give us the freedoms that we have today, and whatever front that may be, I don't understand why they sit around and tolerate this, whatever this is, concerning the younger generation that is driving the narrative on the behalf of their bosses, which are full-blown communists from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Steve.
Well, and you know, I'm almost 60, and he's in his early 70s, and we're still serving because not enough people will step up and work on ambulance services, and we're still serving, and yet, what do you get for serving? You know, they'll take half our money for in taxes for that we get paid for doing it, even though it's low pay.
Yep. And, I got a heartbreak, Steve. Thanks for the call. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, it's one of those things. By the way, Steve, sorry about that. We had a hard break coming up on us, but I do want to finish the rest of this. But we just had a friend on live chat bring up a good point. It's just that simple. It really is just that simple to bring about resolve. But see, what it takes for people to actually see through when it comes to judgment is the price that they don't want to pay. They don't want to impeach. Because they don't hear the conservative talking heads of the day talking about impeachment. They don't want to persecute them, but you're okay when they persecute you or prosecute you, forgive me, both in hand and glove, persecute, prosecute, whatever the case might be. But you're okay when they prosecute you unduly and unlawfully. So it just shows you how double-minded people are in this country. But I want to show you something because we were leading into this with Steve just a little bit. If people don't know what went into it, what do they care? That's what this is. And I'm going to finish playing this for you in just a moment. This is the representative of the American people. The said Joe Biden that the people did not vote in, and you know they didn't vote him in. That's talking about a Texas governor saying that I'm going to give power over to the police to arrest illegals, which, by the way, they've always had. So why are they making a do of this? Because they want you to think that Abbott's doing something for the people of the state of Texas. But you're going to find out in just a moment that that's not the case. But what do you have? You have her talking about those that are enforcing the law almost like it's a treasonous act. And that's why I brought up Isaiah 5:20. These are the ones that put dark for lightness and lightness for dark, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, so on and so forth. Evil for good, good for evil. The lie for the truth for the lie. That's what these people are. This is how you've been conditioned, and there's no excuse for it. Okay? When you look at the book of Joshua, and it tells us in 22 verse 4, these are these little chunks that I just love. The Lord told you, after they possessed the land, you've already got the possession, Americans. Okay? So let's take it another step. Look at the price paid for that possession, just so you know. 250 years of existence, this country, roundabouts, give or take just a little bit, neither here nor there. 222 years of that 250 years we've been in war. Okay, so here's the deal. You've got a possession. You've already got the land. We have these people that don't know what went into the freedoms that we have. So she's going to willfully forfeit it because she's told to do so or else. Don't think otherwise. And maybe that's where I'm going to get you. If you think for some reason she's on her own accord talking like this, you are seriously misplaced in thought. But I want to give you the answer. It's this simple because the Lord said in 22 verse 4, and now the Lord your God hath given you rest unto your brother. He's given us the land through the bloodshed and sacrifice of others as he promised us. The Lord said, therefore, now return you and get you into your tents and unto the land of your possession. That's what we're doing, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave unto you on the other side of the Jordan. So, in other words, the Lord fulfilled the promise to the people understanding the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. What did he say right after that? Verse 5. Joshua 22, verse 5. What did he say? He said, take diligent. That means painstakingly heed. Pay careful attention to yourselves. To do what? The commandments of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. That's where the people fail in this country, right there. You fail to understand that you have the possession, but you need to maintain the same laws concerning those that gave us our possession as those that reside or possess the possession. Okay? And now for the sake of time, that was 22 verse 4 and 5 in Joshua. Okay, put that in your hat. Matter of fact, put it in your heart. Let that engrafted word, which is able to save your souls, do just that. That's the answer. But the answer, the American people would rather allow their government to murder and to create crisis after crisis, as I highlighted during the first segment. They would just rather sit back and let treasonous Joe work with Mexican cartels to drive illegals into this country, which a majority of them, hands down, as you're about ready to see, are military-aged men. Okay? So without further ado, let me just get back to this. Okay? And guess what it just did again? And I have no idea, folks, why we're having this issue right now, because for the life of me, I don't ever remember
technology that's taking the golf world.
There we go.
God, okay. I just can't slice this driver.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to this. Okay, we're going to skip right to it.
Texas is once again.
Okay, I'm going to go fast forward. I'm going to get right back to it. Okay, here we go.
Entering the country illegal.
Here you go.
Civil rights groups are already suing over the three-day-old law. Let's bring in Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Lieutenant Governor.
Look at this guy. I just did it again.
Democrats, activists, they're all. About this new White House briefing.
This is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't. This is certainly
to enforce the law doesn't make communities safer. She wants you to know.
And it is incredibly unfortunate, but this is what we see from particular Republicans trying to dehumanize a group of
dehumanize people illegals.
Some of them trying to migrate here, and they're putting them in.
She has no shame. Seriously,
Lieutenant Governor, what do you say in response to that?
Look at this guy.
I'm tired of her lies, John. I'm tired of this administration's lies. They are saying just the opposite of what's happening. They're the ones that have a policy that is seeing Americans killed by fentanyl. They're the ones who are seeing terrorists cross over our border. We know we've arrested about 300. They're the ones that are responsible for people drowning in the river. They're the ones responsible for women being raped across the border illegally. They're the ones responsible for all of this. And so we passed a law, and in Texas, the Lieutenant Governor is the President of the Senate.
It's always been there.
See it. I was very involved in writing this bill with the senators and the governor's office, so I know it well. And we've had enough. So we're saying that we are being invaded, John. You know, our founder said, mm-hmm. An invasion by an army. Well, the army we're facing is not the Mexican army, although the Mexican president is doing nothing to stem this tide. The army are the cartels. And so we're saying we have a right to grab people who cross the border illegally, arrest them, give them the choice of prison or going back home.
That's the law anyways.
We get the fingerprints, we get the photographs, we do the background checks. A magistrate says, you got a choice. Go to jail.
All good what he said. Now listen to this.
Come back again and we catch you. The jail term is going to even be longer. We think we'll win at the Supreme Court because we're being invaded and we have a right to protect the lives of Texas and American citizens.
Let me just add a little bit of context to that because the federal government says we have the sole jurisdiction over the border. But Governor Abbott and you are citing Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution.
This is amazing, says, quote, no that they even made reference to the law.
Any duty
good for them.
Time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. The governor, a couple of months ago, declared this to be an invasion with 1,000 or more gotaways every day. We have no idea about them. Running across the border and into this country.
This guy's hard to take. Look at this clown.
National security risk. Then that's the basis, you say, under which you're enacting this law.
Yeah, John, look, we believe in the Constitution more than the President of the United States does, but our founders never envisioned a president who would allow us to be invaded by opening our
borders.
That's
treason.
People. When we say 8 million people have come here in their first 3 years of the Biden presidency, that's the ones we've apprehended. If you get one out of two, that's 16 million people, John. We are being overrun. Everyone knows it from McAllen, Texas, to New York City, to Chicago. Everybody knows it. This president is cold-hearted. He doesn't care
about
what's happening.
Okay, now I want you to pay attention to this. He's calling out Biden for treason. That's what he's doing, but he's not calling it treason. Now listen to what he does in his political double talk.
Or those coming here.
He's complaining about illegals going into Texas. Listen carefully.
They never thought we'd be invaded by civilians and a drug cartel behind them that's as organized and as powerful, even maybe more so than the Mexican army. So we've got to take the stand.
We're
willing to go to the Supreme Court and say this is not what our founders envisioned. Because
don't understand why they need to go to the Supreme Court.
We're going to break a record in December.
Maybe he forgot the 10th Amendment.
Office this time next year. He knows the Democrats are going to go down, and he's trying to
see. It's all this political garbage that doesn't constitutionally exist.
Citizenship and a right to vote. They're all
look at all the military age men
across the border. That would be enough to be the 13th largest state in the country today if they were all in one state.
Yeah, 300,000. What a staggering number. I want to ask you very quickly about this as well, because the Texas state of Texas has had to take matters into its own hands again. Chicago put restrictions on buses that were bringing migrants from Texas to that city. So now you're flying them in.
Wow. Okay, so now, folks, I don't have time for this because the show's going to be over with. But now what this lieutenant governor says, instead of barring the illegals from coming into the state, now in his double talk, just like Ron DeSantis, just like the New York governor, just all across the country, Newsom, the same thing in California, he starts talking about how they are flying them in, busing them into blue sanctuary cities. So what's the difference between him and Biden? Absolutely nothing, folks. You're being overrun. Just wanted to let you know.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.